WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Former Bryan School Superintendent Tommy Wallace still doesn't know who leaked documents critical of his job performance.
But three lawyers hired by Wallace only had time to question two members of Wallace's former leadership team yesterday. What was scheduled as a three-hour hearing in Travis County District Court will resume this afternoon at 1. The documents in question were not supposed to be released pending a judge's action this October, but someone gave them to KBTX and the Eagle, and both organizations made them public 2 weeks ago. Wallace's lawyers were not able to convince the judge to order a KBTX reporter and the editor of the Eagle to testify in an attempt to identify who provided the documents. And the two who did take the stand yesterday, Assistant Superintendent Amy Drozd and Communications Director Brandon Webb, both said they did not release the documents, they did not direct anyone else to do it, and they did not know who was responsible. Today, Wallace's lawyers will question current school board president Trey Moore, who, according to court documents, stated he was not the source and does not know who was. Wallace's legal team is also scheduled to question board member Doug Wunderberger, who was president when he gave Wallace unidentified documents last September and told Wallace to consider accepting a voluntary separation agreement. Wallace's lawyers also plan to question Assistant Superintendent Tim Roeke and Associate Superintendent Barbara Ybarra. They also want to question School District Attorney Harry Wright Jr., but that's being contested by the outside lawyer hired by the school board. Wallace is seeking jail time and fines as part of criminal and civil contempt of court sanctions against those who released the court-protected documents. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The perjury charge against the trooper who pulled Sandra Bland over 2 years ago has been dropped. State Representative Garnett Coleman of Houston isn't happy.
No one is above the law. The only positive out of this is that he can no longer be a peace officer in Texas.
Brian Insignia stopped Bland for failure to use a turn signal. Things got out of hand, and she was found dead in a Waller County jail cell 3 days later. Insignia agreed to surrender his state law enforcement license and certification and to never again seek law enforcement work. He also agreed to never seek to have the charge expunged. Groundbreaking was held yesterday for Easterwood Airport's new general aviation terminal. That's part of a $6.5 million investment by Aston Aviation, which runs the airport for the Texas A&M system. New hangars and a rapid fueling site are also expected to increase business for private and charter aircraft and military operations. This is in addition to the $4 million renovation that has been underway at McKinsey Terminal. An architect's rendering of the general aviation terminal and more information about Easterwood projects are online at WTAW.com. Last month, the director of College Station's Lincoln Recreation Center received his degree from Texas A&M. Tomorrow, Lance Jackson finishes a 30-year career with the center, the last 23 as director.
Part of that degree is dedicated to a lot of people who supported me here. Shalita Johnson and Markeisha Watson, the assistant center supervisor and secretary there. I don't think I would have went back the last couple of years if I didn't have them there.
In a City podcast, Jackson told College Station's communications director Jay Sokol he hopes to see the continued growth of the center's facilities for multi-generational uses. He is also interested in College Station creating more recreation centers.
I think the citizens are most deserving as this place continues to grow. And I don't think people realize that there's different types of athletic communities here in College Station. You know, there's Little League and you have soccer and volleyball and then there's basketball.
You're invited to a farewell reception for Lance Jackson today from 5 until 6:30 at the center. The Senate shelved a vote on the repeal and replacement of the Affordable Care Act after GOP leaders say they were short of support. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on our show says the Senate should have paid more attention to the House's bill.
We've already battled all the internal battles between the ideological parts of the conservative wing versus the moderate wing of the Republicans in the House. And so they're going through the same thing in the Senate.
Flores says the House was also more transparent when they drafted the law.
Because we actually had hearings on it had documentation as to, you know, all the input that we had received from all the stakeholders in the argument. The Senate drafted behind closed doors, and I think that turned out to be the biggest challenge for him.
Flores says his gut tells him the Senate will come back with something close enough for the House to vote on as a standalone measure. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 76 degrees. Be part of the show. We'd love to hear from you this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing, to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
BMW of Brazos Valley invites you to the Summer Fun Sales Event every weekend in June. Lease a well-equipped BMW X1 for just $299 a month. Just $299 a month. Experience the difference in our completely remodeled service waiting area while your vehicle is being serviced. In a hurry? No problem. We have a fleet of courtesy transportation vehicles available. And ask about our VIP customer service program. Did you know that all of our courtesy transportation vehicles are also available for purchase with 0% APR for 72 months? And did you know that BMW of Brazos Valley has over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs to choose from with $1,500 for college grads? Plus, BMW of Brazos Valley has rows and rows of 2016 BMWs, new and certified pre-owned, at prices you won't find anywhere else. It's the Summer Fun Sales Event at Brazos Valley BMW. BMWofBrazosValley.com.
Make it a baker's dozen. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 13 years in a row. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at any of our three College Station locations, or order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered right to your door. Head to BlueBaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters, now with easy online ordering and delivery at BlueBaker.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
A mix of clouds and sun for today. Maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm. We're hot and humid. High temperature, low to mid-90s. Tonight, back to fair weather and upper 70s overnight. Tomorrow, again, partly sunny with an isolated thunderstorm, breezy and hot. Temperatures in the mid-90s, upper 70s on Friday night. Saturday, mostly sunny, breezy, 94 to 98. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, there you go. It's 8:13. Infomaniacs. Okay, so we need an update on Ford. What's happening with Ford?
Ford was taken by Longway Homes.
Oh,
and I do believe she was put in a foster home yesterday her checkup at the vet.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think she has a forever home yet. So if you're interested, contact Longway Home Adoptables.
Poor kitty after that harrowing experience of driving around in that woman truck.
That crazy lady.
Going 70 miles an hour. Jeez. Man.
It's crazy.
Well, I'm glad it worked out fine.
Me too. Yeah. Me too.
Mom
said, hey, how was your day yesterday? I said, I rescued a cat. She goes, rescued as in you have one now? No. I rescued one. I did not keep one.
Yeah, no. Went ahead and gave it to people who do that sort of thing.
So. Hey, so not to totally derail, but our president is tweeting right now.
Oh, let's hear it.
And things are getting a little out of hand.
Oh, man. Go.
Okay, so Morning Joe. The show,
yep.
Morning Joe. Okay.
MSNBC.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So his tweet is, I heard poorly rated Morning Joe speaks badly of me. I don't watch anymore. Then how come low IQ crazy Micah along with Psycho Joe came to Mar-a-Lago three nights in a row around New Year's Eve and insisted on joining me? She was bleeding badly from a facelift. I said no. Where is this coming from? And so now Twitter is just a buzz about, especially the she was bleeding badly from a facelift.
Oh, man.
Wow. So I guess, is Micah Morning Joe's wife?
Well, no. You know who that is? That's big name. Zbigniew Brzezinski's daughter.
Okay.
And they are, I don't know if they are married or about to be married.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But they had, they announced, well, I want to say a month ago, either they were married or were going to get married.
Well, low IQ Crazy Micah and Psycho Joe.
Wow.
Apparently, yeah. So
it's getting out there.
So there's that. There is that. I'll keep an eye on it. And if that, by the end of the show, if we have any more, I'll let you know.
Okay. Hope he slides back into presidential mode at some point.
Yeah,
not let's sure. Hope so.
The thing is, though, I mean, a lot of people like this. A lot of people like the way that he is a regular person. It kind of freaks out the professional politicians out there, but nonetheless. Okay, so I don't know. The next lottery thing is, I think, Saturday night. Mm. Here's the story. The Illinois Lottery is suspending all Powerball and Mega Million sales in the state because of the ongoing budget crisis. And I don't know if you've been following this. This has been going on really in Illinois for almost 10 years. They have so many people who are in the retirement system that the state is effectively broke. I mean, they cannot pay the retirement that they should be able to pay for their citizens who deserve it. I mean, the state of Illinois is broke. Powerball ticket sales suspended last night. Mega Million sales will be suspended at 9:45 on Friday evening. The problem, Greg Smith, who's the acting director of the Illinois Lottery, wants the money that lottery payers win to actually be available as part of the state budget. He says lottery players should be confident knowing the Illinois Lottery has the money to pay these winning claims. That means the General Assembly needs to approve a truly balanced budget that includes lottery funding in order to ensure all prize payments will occur. So you got Chicago, which is basically the murder capital.
Right.
We don't even check the numbers anymore, and we probably should, so that's my fault.
Especially during the summer.
Yeah.
People get a little cranky when
that's
it starts
right.
heating up.
And now they are suspending their Powerball and Mega Million sales because they want to make sure that they can pay what's already out.
Wow.
That is a little bit frightening. At some point, don't politicians understand, if the money's not there, you can't be spending it. You can't allocate it. You can't do that. Okay.
And I know I'm a small, very minuscule sample size, but I know a lot of, I'm going to Chicago this summer. I know a lot of people who still go to Chicago for vacation.
It is a great city.
So there's a ton of tourism money, I would think, coming into the city.
Yep.
So you just wonder what else is going on that they're struggling.
Well, that's it. It's the state pension fund. I mean, that's basically it. There are a whole bunch of people who are in that fund, and they found out that, politicians were robbing the pension fund and using it for other stuff. So when they've been called on it and they're caught, So really operation of the state is the problem.
Mm.
It's like anything else. Mm. You'll find these little enclaves where things are going fine, where the economy is great, but overall it's not working.
And representatives in Illinois, do they usually have a D after their name?
Well,
maybe?
There are a lot of them, but, I mean, there have been Republicans, too. They've had governors. We talk about Louisiana. They've had governors go to prison. I mean, Blagojevich ain't the first one, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, they've had a problem there for a long, long time. And part of it was when Daley was the mayor in Chicago, then that basically drove the state. You know, what they'd say is there's Chicago and then there's downstate. And what downstate meant was down in Springfield, where the capital is, they were doing things. Well, Chicago really runs the state because it's a tremendous economic engine.
Right.
It just is. So anyhow, but that's bad stuff that's going on there. Then there's the problem of mini liquor bottles in Maine.
Oh, yeah. What's the problem?
Well, story in the Wall Street Journal this morning. Yvette Manure, who's a scientist and an avid bicyclist, last year took it upon herself to kind of chronicle the increase in trash in Maine, being those little liquor bottles that you see in mini bars or on airplanes.
Yeah.
Now, she has this regular 8.5-mile path that she goes from Augusta, Maine to Gardner, Maine. She decided that she would stop and take note and photograph every discarded tiny bottle.
Wow.
Placed her GPS device next to it to be able to document the location. She said, in no way did I want to have people think that I was making this stuff up. And she said, so each time she did, she tossed a little, the mini bag into a plastic bag with a bungee cord and put it on the back of her bike. And at the end, she had tons of them. For instance, she said within this ride that she collected 9.5 mini liquor bottles per mile.
Oh, my.
As opposed to, like, the little energy drinks, only about 2 of those and 1 milk container per mile. But again, 9 mini liquor bottles per mile?
Yeah, wow. That's just bizarre.
It is. So she gets upset, and, you know, she takes all this testimony to the State House, and they look at it, and she lugs all that in there so that they can have this Senate hearing. And she presented the evidence to the lawmakers, spoke in favor of a plan to slap a deposit on the bottles to maybe inspire consumers to return them for refunds. So the bill passed, a nickel for each one of these little bottles that you bring back in.
Oh.
Well, the governor didn't like that at all. He said that's anti-business, okay, doing that, making them have to pay back the 5 cents. The lawmakers overrode his veto, which they do a lot. He said, to hell with that, I'm going to outlaw them. He's going to outlaw the mini bottles in the state of Maine.
Wow.
That's where they're going with this.
I'm just
now.
So confused at why people are using little mini bottles all the time. Mini bottles are meant to sneak liquor in.
Well, they are, and they're pretty dang expensive.
For what you're getting.
Yep, they call them little nips up there.
Little nips.
Little nips. And what the governor's saying, if you want that, then you need to go ahead and get your pocket-sized bottles or go on to other stuff like that. Just say it.
Maybe they'll have some good sales up in May.
They could well be. Nine per mile is a pretty significant number.
Yeah,
I would
say. Crazy. Yeah.
All right, so you probably want to avoid that moment when the friend opens up your fridge and finds that all you've got in there is a half bottle of mustard, 10 Coors Light, and some leftovers from a restaurant 2 weeks ago.
Don't
about
judge
what
me.
My fridge looks like. Yeah. Right now.
Well, according to a new survey, about a quarter of people avoid that moment by buying and go. They go and buy a bunch of healthy and trendy stuff before people come over.
Oh, I've never done that.
So their fridge looks more respectable.
Oh, you guys don't eat kale? I eat kale every day.
I'm making my own homemade kale chips later.
Are people that insecure?
I'm more worried about, like, the cleanliness of my bathroom
and
my kitchen in general. You know, wiping down counters, making sure I've vacuumed.
Right.
But I have never considered what people are thinking about my refrigerator.
Well,
I don't care. You don't like my food? Get out of my house.
They're saying
it may
not be a bad idea because more than half of the people say that they judged someone based on what's in their fridge.
No, never. Maybe if I've opened it and I see a ton of, like, moldy, gross-looking leftovers in Tupperware,
right?
Just kind of like, ew, you might want to clean that out. But I have never, ever thought differently of somebody based on their fridge contents.
Why are people opening other people's fridges? That's what I want to know.
Okay, here's the other deal. Grocery store. You see somebody you know.
Yeah. Totally judging your cart.
How long can you talk?
Cart shaming.
Yeah, exactly. How long can you talk before you happen to look down in their cart?
Oh, I have. I worked at the student rec center at A&M, and my boss, one of my bosses who worked in the weight room, he was in charge of all the strength and conditioning stuff. I saw him at HEB not too long ago, and he was totally eyeing my cart, checking what kind of junk food I had in there. Yeah. So now he does that all the time, so I was used to it. But people definitely check out the cart.
Just the wrong thing to do. It's just, it just stop it.
Well, the worst is if somebody gets behind you that knows you actually in the checkout line.
Oh, yeah.
So totally out there for everyone to see.
Or the other side of that is, That time when you're not making a trip to the grocery store to buy that, then you really feel good. You go, here's my bananas, and there's some onions, and here's some pasta right here.
I'm big on fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have the box of donuts on that particular trip.
Yeah.
So.
I've already got my full stash of Doritos back at home.
I bought my three boxes of Twinkies last time.
I am set for now. That's right. Hey, Staples has been sold to Sycamore Partners in a deal that's worth $6.9 billion. You're going, I don't know who Sycamore Partners is.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you do. Talbots,
ah.
Dollar Express, Coldwater Creek, mm-hmm. Hot Topic, Nine West.
What a bizarre group of stores.
Yep, that's true. Well, again,
Talbot's and Coldwater Creek are both like women's apparel. Brand.
I don't know Nine West.
Nine West is shoes.
Okay.
And again, mainly female, I think. I don't know if they do male shoes, but and purses and accessories.
But if you look at it from this standpoint, if you look at it from an industrial district, if you look at it from a distribution standpoint, let's say that you've got one 18-wheeler. Look at these different lines. If you are going into areas that have all of these locations, then you can fill that truck up with all sorts of stuff. Because, for instance, you're going to have to share freight room for Nine West because you're not going to have a bunch of shoes that are going to go into a store. So what they do is they pack that truck with everything. Yum Food started doing this because they've got Kentucky Fried Chicken and Taco Bell and pizza, one of the places, I'm not sure. But what they do is then they can stock all of those stores with one trip with one 18-wheeler. They wouldn't have enough chicken stuff that they would need to use an entire truck for. So that's why they do it. They have, for other reasons, but from a distribution standpoint, it works out well to have a variety of stores that you're stocking with one truck. Just, little business type thing that they do. So there you are. And so that's Staples, which we don't even have here, but we have, what do we have out of there? We have a Talbot's here, right?
I don't know. Is it? We do have a Talbot's. We did have a Coldwater Creek.
Right around the corner.
They were next to each other.
Yeah, University Drive.
I think it's just Talbot's.
In the mall,
Hot Topic's still in the mall.
Okay, there you go. All right, it's 8:26.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The Federal Reserve has given the green light to all 34 of the biggest banks in the U.S. to raise their dividends and buy back shares, judging their financial foundation sturdy enough to withstand a major economic downturn. It was the first time in 7 years of annual stress tests that every bank assessed won approval for its capital plans. MetLife has cleared one of the last obstacles to spinning off most of its longtime core business of selling life insurance to U.S. families. Delaware state insurance regulators approved the company's planned divestiture, which will create a new company called Brighthouse Financial. Brighthouse is expected to be one of the nation's biggest life insurers with 1.3 million life insurance policyholders and 1.5 million annuity owners. Fashion retailer H&M posted a forecast beating 10% rise in quarterly net profit as it continued its store expansion plans and highlighted a growing share of sales via online channels. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Essays that boost grades. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Writing self-affirming essays in middle school can make minority students more likely to attend college. This according to Stanford researcher Parker Goyer and her colleagues, writing in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Previous studies showed that students who wrote about how they embody positive values, like being good at art, creativity, or family relationships, went on to get better grades than other students did.
And so we knew that they positively affected GPA, at least in the first 2 or 3 years, but I think what we wanted to know is, did this have a long-term effect?
Now they report that 7 years later, the essay-writing students are far more likely to have enrolled in college. She says the brief writing exercises weren't solely responsible. Rather, they nudged students in a positive direction, and that push was amplified over time. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
We've all heard about doomsday preppers. While the sky isn't falling, I have come to believe a computer virus that would cause our country great damage is now a very real possibility. I'm Kim Commando with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Make a list of all the doomsday scenarios you can think of. The North Koreans, the Russians, a global pandemic. The list goes on. It's obvious that you can't prepare for everything. But imagine a major computer virus, one that shuts down the power grid to large areas of the world, paralyzes the civilian internet, interrupts our food and water supply. Gas pumps won't work, and neither will ATMs or cash registers. Stores will be locked and guarded. This is exactly what hackers and enemy governments are working toward. With every major ransomware and virus attack, they learn just a little more about the world's infrastructure and its weaknesses. And this is something that we, as individuals and families, can and should prepare for. All the tech news is updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
If you have a small business, you know that customers are your lifeline. And keeping your ever-growing list of customer names, addresses, messages, and invoices organized can be a nightmare. So let me introduce you to Zoho and its amazing CRM tool. CRM stands for Customer Relationship Manager. Imagine every customer detail, a complete history of every phone call, email, order, and proposal. Zoho can even tell you the best time to call or email. Turn cold leads into interested prospects and prospects into paying customers. Zoho automates follow-up emails and customer payment reminders. All of your contacts and leads in one place where you can keep track of the entire sales process, leaving you more time to run your business and close more deals. Start today. Visit ZohoCRM.com. That's ZohoCRM.com. Go now and get 10 users in your company free. That's ZohoCRM.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. What was supposed to be a three-hour hearing in Travis County District Court yesterday, called by former Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace against his former employer, will continue this afternoon at 1.
Wallace has not learned who gave documents to KBTX and the Eagle that were under court order to remain private. Wallace is seeking criminal and civil contempt of court citations, jail time, and fines against those who released documents that included an ethics violation report that was critical of Wallace's job performance in Bryan. Wallace's lawyers had time yesterday to question two of five Bryan ISD Central Office administrators that were part of Wallace's executive team. Communications Director Brandon Webb and Assistant Superintendent Amy Drozd denied releasing documents protected by court order. Both also said they did not direct anyone else to release the documents, and they did not know who released the documents. Lawyers for Bryan ISD are fighting Wallace's attempt to question a fifth member of the executive team, School District Attorney Harry Wright Jr. The judge will make a decision today. Yesterday, the judge denied Wallace's attempt to force testimony from the editor of the Eagle and a reporter from KBTX. One of Wallace's three lawyers said they may make another attempt. Today, Wallace's lawyers say they'll question Assistant Superintendent Tim Roeke, Associate Superintendent Barbara Ybarra, current School Board President Trey Moore, and Board Member Doug Wanneberger, who was president when he told Wallace last September to consider accepting a voluntary separation agreement that eventually included an $83,000 buyout. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The director of College Station's Lincoln Recreation Center is leaving after 23 years in that position and 30 at the center.
This is not right now a retirement per se. It's just saying thank you, College Station, for everything that you did for Lance Jackson.
Jackson told the City of College Station's Communications Director Jay Sokol in a city podcast about what lies ahead after a long career and graduating from Texas A&M last month.
I really do appreciate everybody that ever came through that door. You just don't know. But it's time to try something different, And I guarantee you, whatever I get an opportunity to do, I'll make you extremely proud.
You're invited to a farewell reception for Lance Jackson today from 5 until 6:30 at the center. President Donald Trump says the health care package is working along very well and suggested there could be a big surprise coming. But this comes after Senate GOP leaders, short of support, shelved the vote on the Affordable Care Act. Congressman Bill Flores, during our show, was asked what happens next.
My gut tells me that the Senate will come back with something that's close enough for the House to vote on as a standalone measure. Instead of trying to go to conference to reconcile the two packages, I think that would take unnecessary time and would wind up with minimal improvement.
Flores says in the interest of providing clarity and certainty for constituents, patients, and doctors, they need to vote on that Senate bill once it's finished. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 76 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, your news, your photos, and videos. 979-695-1620. This look at news, it's brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. Find more news anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
836, let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call Nationwide insurance agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here's some numbers for you.
A mix of clouds and sun for today, maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm. We're hot and humid, high temperature low to mid-90s. Tonight back to fair weather and upper 70s overnight. Tomorrow again partly sunny with an isolated thunderstorm, breezy and hot. Temperatures in the mid-90s, upper 70s on Friday night. Saturday mostly sunny, breezy, 94 to 98. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620. WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:37, and it's time to find out about stuff that's going on at the Humane Society. Before we do that, how are you this morning?
I'm well.
Okay, before we do that, Brenneth Paltrow is the new mayor of Rabbit Hash, Kentucky. Brenneth is a rescue pit bull. The pup, named Bryn, was rescued by the former owner, who, when she was just a puppy, it beat out a cat, a chicken, a donkey during the election. Since being elected, has become the town's second female mayor. Bryn has been fulfilling mayoral duties, such as appearing at fundraisers, being a pet for locals, and also taking naps in the river. Rabbit Hash, population 300, doesn't really need a mayor, but a small town has been electing animals as part of its local fundraiser since the 1990s. So
interesting.
I guess that's probably
well, you
right.
know, people had suggested, what was that, Gorilla Hambray for president? Little did they realize he'd already passed away, but,
yeah.
you know.
nonetheless, yeah. So anyhow, so what's going on?
We are anticipating the increased intake with the 4th of July festivities
oh,
that
yeah.
in my neck of the woods apparently has already started. So that's north of Bryan out in the county area. Some folks have picked up their fireworks and we're already setting them off.
Yeah.
So that's what we want people to be aware of. You know, do your due diligence. You know, if your dogs are usually outside in the evenings, maybe you want to just bring them in,
yeah.
Secure them, you know, take them out and watch them while they're outside in case that neighbor, you know, a house or two over decides to just couldn't wait until the yeah. weekend or 4th of July. And then that's what we do have this year is we expect festivities over the weekend and then again on Tuesday. So
sure.
it's going to be a busy, busy couple of days yeah. for us.
And you can't train a dog. I mean, they either are or they aren't. There's some who just aren't. Some
pretty
of them
much,
just don't get
pretty
hassled
much.
By
you
it.
Know, if you've got a younger puppy and you just, a lot of times the best way, what we call redirection. So if you're in the house and they can hear the fireworks, you know, just start giving them treats, start getting them to do things, have them sit, have them do some stuff. So they hear that in the background. but they're thinking about other things. Yeah. And that redirection training is pretty useful in a lot of different ways. Dogs that sometimes might be reactive to other dogs, cats, whatever, just get them looking at you. Because what we find, and we see this at the shelter, our volunteers do it and folks that bring their own pets in, you're standing there and your dog is barking at something or carrying on. And what are the person's tendencies to reach down? Oh, pet it. It's okay. It's okay. Mm-hmm. You don't really want them to be barking and carrying on. But with you saying, oh, it's okay. It's okay. The dog is hearing, oh, I'm doing a good job. Bark some more.
Right, right.
Bark some more. Do a good job. Bark
good
some
point.
More. And you're
good
like,
point.
You're just
yeah.
reassuring yeah. that behavior. So yeah. if you can get them to think about something else, like, you know, have your dog, if they know, look at me, that's a great way to get them to kind of think about something else, sit down, just walk away, turn and go the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
So that they're starting to think about you instead of whatever they're focusing on. So, but we're encouraging microchipping, and to do that, we are going to have a discounted microchip day this Saturday. So generally our microchips are $25 and you can come in anytime, no appointment necessary, and get a $25 microchip. This Saturday from 11 to 3, they'll be $15.
Hey.
So can't beat that, because what a lot of times we're finding, or, you know, it could be that kitten Chelsea found, my outdoor cat hitched a ride and ended up almost in downtown Bryan a couple
right?
years ago.
Oh, wow.
And 6 months later, fortunately, was picked up and scanned by Bryan Animal Control. And they called me and saying, are you missing a cat? And I'm like, well, kinda. And I didn't.
It's a cat.
She'd been gone at this point in time 6 months.
Yeah.
So
wow.
I would have never expected she to be found in downtown Bryan, because we live about 12 miles from there. So
okay. Yeah, really.
She hitched a ride, probably much like Chelsea's little kitten did. But because of that microchip, both shelters in this community scan, their officers scan upon pickup. So hopefully they don't even have those animals end up at the shelter. And that's how she ended up back with me. Had she not had a microchip, that we would have never been able to put two and two probably together.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a great way. And especially this time of year, you know, cats get out, the fireworks, they're going to hunker down for a few days. We encourage you to look immediately at the shelters and then continue looking every other day. Show the shelter staff a picture of your cat. Let them know what color they like. Let them tell you what color they would call your cat. Because we've had some interesting descriptions of cats.
Uh-huh.
And when they're telling me this, I'm picturing one cat and then they show me a picture and I'm like, oh wow, I would have never have guessed.
Yeah.
So we can't stress microchipping enough so that there's some permanent ID on your pet. And because if they're out being walked and those fireworks go off and next thing you know, they've slipped their collar,
mm-hmm.
they don't have that ID on them and that microchip will. So again, $15 microchips this Saturday at Aggie Lane Humane Society, 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Okay. Then what's some more information about everything you got going on?
Everything going on, aggielanehumane.org, or check out our Facebook page as well.
Thanks a bunch. Visit with the folks from Humane Society on Thursdays, and it's time to turn our attention to the city of Bryan. Elsie Bonds here this morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Elsie's with community development. You got some meetings coming up that people need to know about, right?
Yes, we do. Tonight at 6 p.m. At the City of Bryan Municipal Office Building, 300 South Texas Avenue, 6 p.m. in the basement, and that is a public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
The public hearing is for the federal funds that the City of Bryan receives and the Community Development Department administers.
Mm-hmm.
We have an advisory committee called Community Development Advisory Committee, which is a group of volunteers that serves to provide advice to our department and to listen to what we're doing, and they're hosting the public hearing. Normally, we have public meetings every month where we talk to the public about what we're doing and to our committee, but tonight's the big one. This is in regards to the funds that we'll receive next year. So the fiscal year for the city and the federal government is October through September. So we have to prepare ahead of time an action plan that says what we're going to do specifically with those funds. And that's what tonight's about.
Yeah. Now, the purpose is that these funds are distributed to citizens within the city who meet certain qualifications, and the work that's going to be done meets certain qualifications. Is that basically
yes.
right?
Yes, that is right. Community Development Block Grant is a very versatile grant, and each city is allowed to develop their own plan about what they want to do in their community. But it is for vulnerable populations, what we call special needs populations as defined by the funder, which is the United States Housing and Urban Development Department. So low and moderate income individuals, families just starting out that might want to buy a home, people that are on a fixed income that meet our income qualifications and own their own home, we can go in and do some minor repair. And in some cases, we do major repairs and major rehab. But tonight, we have put together a plan that proposes specifically what we're going to do with a certain amount of money going to the homeowners assistance program, public service funding, and also our administration for both of the grants. The Home Investment Partnership Program, otherwise known as HOME, is strictly housing. So HUD says that you have to develop a five-year plan, and 2 years ago we did that, so we will be in our third year of our five-year plan, right on track. We have a very specific targeted population with our housing programs. As you know, there's quite a lot of concern locally, as across the nation, about affordable housing. Mm-hmm. So we really want to make sure that the people that are living in homes have safe and healthy environment, as well as rehabbing those homes to continue with the housing stock, and also to continue with housing developers to work with us to provide new housing.
Well, and there are guidelines if people don't know, but they may have moved here, may not have done this, maybe they qualify for the first time. Where can they find out where the guidelines are as to whether or not they would qualify?
Okay. You can go to the City of Bryan website, which is bryantexas.gov, and then pull down our department, which is Community Development. And we have a lot of information there specifically about the guidelines. We have the applications there. We have all of our different programs there. Or you can call our office directly, which would be 979-209-5175. Or you can drop by our office, which is 508 West 28th Street, directly behind St. Anthony's Church on the corner of Sims and West 28th. We welcome people to drop by. Might not be able to actually sit down and talk right then, but
right.
We can give you an application and go over the general guidelines. Mm. But again, we encourage people to come out tonight and to listen about what we're going to be doing next year, and to listen to and to look at the action plan if you'd actually like to take a look at it.
Yep. And there's never enough of this money to go around. So since it's a finite amount, you need to get in there and see if you can get your share of it. Thanks for coming in this morning, Elsie.
Thank you.
Yep, we visit with folks from City of Bryan on Thursdays. I want to remind you that coming up tonight, it's Last Summer Concert. It'll be held at the Palace Theater. It's free. Roxy Rocha's there. It's at 8 o'clock tonight. Cold drinks. No rain. Ought to be a good time. See him at the downtown Bryan. That's tonight. And that's our community segment.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
BMW of Brazos Valley invites you to the Summer Fun Sales Event every weekend in June. Lease a well-equipped BMW X1 for just $299 a month. Just $299 a month. Experience the difference in our completely remodeled service waiting area while your vehicle is being serviced. In a hurry? No problem. We have a fleet of courtesy transportation vehicles available. And ask about our VIP customer service program. Did you know that all of our courtesy transportation vehicles are also available for purchase with 0% APR for 72 months? And did you know that BMW of Brazos Valley has over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs to choose from with $1,500 for college grads? Plus, BMW of Brazos Valley has rows and rows of 2016 BMWs, new and certified pre-owned, at prices you won't find anywhere else. It's the Summer Fun Sales Event at Brazos Valley BMW. BMWofBrazosValley.com.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Bluebell Ice Cream is a full half gallon of joy. It's a bridge across a kitchen table spanning generations. A toddler getting her first taste of magic. Bluebell is a best friend, a sad movie, and a good cry. It's dessert with new neighbors, soon to be old friends. A soldier after a 4th of July parade, savoring the taste of home. Some say Bluebell is the best ice cream in the country. Like our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Hearn Supermarket in Hearn and Franklin Supermarket in Franklin.
Hey, hey, 10 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Remember the story we had about the live lobster yesterday in the Boston airport?
Yep.
Okay, so you may have seen the photo of the security guard who took this big 20-pound lobster. Well, Lisa Feynman, a businesswoman in Connecticut, had carefully packed more than a dozen lobsters in a cooler to fly to a customer. After the TSA administrators posted the picture on Instagram, attracting thousands of likes, she told us she is, quote, personally offended by the agent's action. Added that the TSA should focus on doing their job and leave our personal property alone.
It was a 20-pound lobster.
That's pretty big. She said, I packed this checked cooler with care and concern for the lobsters. Hey, hon, the lobsters are going to be cooked.
Yeah.
When you start talking about care and concern for lobsters, I don't think so.
They're not long for this world.
No, no. Anyhow, she claimed that the lobster in the photograph had been purposely packed underneath the other live crustaceans, so the agent basically had to dump out 12 other lobsters to get to this guy. Okay. According to the agency's website, live lobsters are allowed through security as long as they are transported in a clear plastic spill-proof container. TSA is yet to respond to her claims, but earlier this week said the lobster had cooperated nicely.
Are we smuggling more lobsters?
Well, this is a lady who packed the lobster.
Okay.
She apparently is in the lobster live business and had packed these and was sending them to a customer. And what she's saying is that this guy was at the bottom of the barrel, so TSA dude must have dumped all the other lobsters out just to get to this one so they could take a picture. And by God, don't they have more important things to do?
Oh, I mean,
was there something wrong with the other lobsters, or is she just making a big fuss out of nothing?
I think she's making a big fuss out of nothing. Oh, I should have mentioned this while Leah was here. Northwest now has a puppy.
And its name is Sushi.
Now, I had a kiddo who had a goldfish. I said, what do you want to name him? Said Pink. So, okay.
I had a newt, which is a lizard.
Yeah.
And I think I named him Fish.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, it happens. Do you think Northwest knows what sushi is?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. All right. How old is Northwest?
4.
Okay.
Yeah. Old enough to eat sushi.
They're probably serving sushi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
For sure. But it's this white, fluffy, pom-pom looking thing.
Good pom-pom dog. Yeah. That somebody else will take care of.
Oh, of course.
I guarantee you. Northwest is not going to pick up one piece of dog poop.
And apparently, while we're on the topic of Kim Kardashian and her children, they do plan on having a third, but they will have to have a surrogate because she can't have kids anymore.
All right.
She had too many complications with her first two pregnancies. So.
Right. Can you imagine holding
Kim and Kanye's baby?
Oh.
Yeah.
You better be careful.
You're going to get a nice paycheck, though. That's for sure.
That's right. You'll have to be in bubble wrap.
Like royalty.
But you'll do that. Amazon 2017 Prime Day will be July 11th. July 11th,
All right.
So you know.
Because it was such
calendars.
A big hit last year.
Yeah, I remember that. They were really charged up about that. Well, we'll see what happens.
And then there were, like, terrible deals.
Yep.
It wasn't even that big a deal.
Yeah, we'll see what happens this year. I don't have any reason to think they need to be good deals, but we'll see. One lucky Justin Bieber fan. Oh, my God. When was the last time we did a Justin Bieber story?
It's been too long.
It really
too
has.
Too long.
One lucky Justin Bieber fan won the lottery when he attended a concert in Germany last Sunday. TMZ reports the Biebster threw his shoes into the crowd. The dude who caught the right sneaker promptly posted it on eBay. $5,670 American.
Wow.
I'm
really?
Just saying. Yes.
For Justin Bieber's shoe?
Right
yep.
shoe.
Oh, come on.
In related news, the other shoe at thelefties.com or at the lefties, it's already racked up six. It's on Instagram. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's got 6,500 followers.
Oh, my. My.
Do you. Do we need more evidence we're cartwheeling into the ocean?
Right.
I mean,
I didn't even know Bieber was that popular still.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently his shoes are, too. Hey, Dierks Bentley, for his part, going old school.
Uh-huh.
He revealed on Instagram he's giving up his iPhone.
Oh.
We're not going to have time to do the iPhone story
today.
Oh,
okay.
But, you know, we'll tell you tomorrow. Anyway, he's given it up. He said it's, quote, a little addictive device.
True story, Dierks.
Yeah, exactly right. Feels like it's blitzkrieg of news, info, etc. is sucking any intelligent thought out of my brain, and there isn't too much there to begin with. End quote. Posted a photo of everything that he'll need to replace it, including a typewriter, a metronome, a recorder, a camera, a notebook, and Forever Flying by Bob Hoover. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
But nonetheless, he's getting rid of it. Man skirts are back again.
Man skirts?
Yeah.
They're back?
And now more
they
than...
They were here?
I know, right? I did not know. This trend looks like it might be sticking around for a while. Menswear designer Tom Brown of Dior Homme, I don't know what that is, features male models bearing their legs in crisp kilt-style skirts with high socks and thigh-hugging barely their shorts.
Man, let me just tell you guys, if you wear those around here.
Don't be doing it.
Yeah.
Right?
Even in Scottish culture, it's my understanding that kilts are only to be worn on special occasions, right?
Yeah, probably right.
It's not like an everyday thing.
Yeah.
Well, and again, just because it's on high fashion runways does not mean it is made for the normal person.
No, it's not a real world thing at all.
But I do got great legs, so maybe one of these days.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
And what about those teen boys who wanted to, get a little breezier because it was so hot at school?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. They could be doing that. Yep. All right.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Are looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum is now accepting applications for the 2017 Exploring History Summer Camp. Children ages 7 to 11 will enjoy this week-long camp that focuses on all things ranching. Through museum discovery, crafts, and hands-on activities, the participants will learn about all facets of ranching history in the great state of Texas. Activities include museum discovery, arts and crafts, roping fun with lassos, discovering agriscience, creating your own brand, dress-up day, games, and much more. Visit bush41.org or call 691-4013 for more information and to register.
Hey, a couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, this is an elegant story of stupidity. A couple went to a Victoria's Secret in Connecticut on Monday, bought $780 worth of stuff using counterfeit $50 and $100 bills. They went back later in the day.
Dumb.
Tried to return the items for money.
Oh God.
Well, only problem is the only large bills that were in the cash register
were their counterfeit
exactly
bills.
Exactly right. Wow. So cashier handed it to him. The woman looked at the money and said, "These are fake. The cashier quickly figured out exactly what would happen, said they were going to call the cops. Those folks ran out of the store.
Crime doesn't pay. Well, not real money, at least.
How really stupid. Hey, in the 1700s and 1800s, squirrels were popular pets.
Really? I would love a pet squirrel. Pets.
Well, again, they're a rat with a tail. And if they could be fun, then that would be neat. The producers of Gone with the Wind were fined $5,000 for using the word damn in the movie.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Only four of the number one NFL draft picks in the last 20 years has ever won a Super Bowl. Yeah. Wow. They are Orlando Pace, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, and David Carr.
Those Manning boys.
There you are. And the first speeding ticket was given in 1899 in Manhattan. A cab driver was blazing it 12 miles an hour in an 8-mile-per-hour zone.
Oh, man.
So
Take it easy, buddy.
That's it. And Neil Diamond made his first appearance on American Bandstand 51 years ago today. Back tomorrow, WTAW College Station Friday.